sweet glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, as soon as at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
O King of glory, Lord of hosts, who did this day ascend in triumph far above the heavens, we beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send to us the Spirit of truth promised of the Father. For you with the Father and Holy Spirit live and reign one God now and forever.
Evangelist St. Luke. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, and after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being sent by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Spirit, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool.
The Lord sits forever on Zion, your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Holy Apostle St. Paul. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now, this he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastor teachers, for the knitting together of the saints for the work of ministry, that is, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, who has raised up your dear Son from the lowliness of his earthly state to the right hand in the heavens, grant that as we do joyfully believe and this day celebrate his ascension, we would even in this present world seek only the things which are eternal, that we would in the end be made partakers of the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Most High, who no longer dwells on earth in lowliness and poverty, but are seated at the right hand of the Father, a mighty Lord over all things in heaven and on earth, filling and ruling all, we beseech you, send us your Holy Spirit, give us faithful pastors, endow them with your gifts and keep them in your word. Hinder Satan and all tyrants, and mightily protect your kingdom on earth until all enemies are laid at your feet and we overcome sin, death, and all things by you, who lives and reigns with Father and Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Ascension, as you know and as you can see, is the forgotten high holy festival of the church. And I don't know why. There are about a handful of questions that everybody always asks. What happens to unbaptized babies? What happens to babies if they die in the womb? That's always one that everyone wants to know. The other one is, of course, what would have happened if Adam and Eve had never sinned? Maybe their children would have taken of the fruit. Oh, it's possible. Fortunately, we don't have to answer that. But I do know the answer. if Adam and Eve had not sinned, then they would have been like Jesus and ascended into the heavens in bodily form. When God forms Adam from the dust of the ground, he breathes into him the Spirit. And in that regard, Adam becomes a living being, that is to say, alive to God with his very essence in him. He is immortal. But when Adam disobeys God, remember what God says, in the day you eat of it, you will die. He now becomes a mortal being. He is no longer given the gift of ascending as an immortal. Jesus' ascension confirms, if we didn't know before this, that the Father's rule is in his Son. The early church has understood Psalm 110 as that which applies and confesses this ascension. As David says, the Lord says to my Lord, that is to say, the Father says to the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. So on this day, Jesus ascends into heaven in bodily form and takes once again the co-regency with the Father. As Paul writes in Ephesians, he fills all things. As a result, as Paul writes also, grace is measured out. The Greek word is metronome. It doesn't mean that certain people get certain amounts of grace, or three bags of to this guy and two. No. It means the entire spiritual benefit, the entire storehouse of heaven is meted out by the ascended Lord Jesus. Grace is measured. Just to go through this again with you. In the unity of the Spirit, maybe that's most important of all what this day means. Unity, to be one with God. Unity of the Spirit. We have the bond of peace. We have one body, one Spirit, one Lord, one hope of your calling, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. Without the ascension, there is no unity of the Spirit, baptism, hope, peace. I dare to say, therefore, there is no unity at all. So on your wayward homes this evening, why don't you text those people who are not here and tell them they no longer have unity with you? I'm kidding. It pleases me personally that you would come and hear exactly what our Lord has done and why. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Bless these, our tithes and offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom, in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, everlasting Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the spirit of your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We beseech you with your favor, Heavenly Father, to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
May it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Emily, Charlotte, Evelyn, Brenda, and Esalve. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to his disciples, and in their sight was taken up to heaven, in order that he would make us partakers of his divine nature. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me."
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Drink the blood of Yeshua for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you from the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Amen.
Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. The body of Jesus given for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free.
Amen.
Savior Jesus, given over to death for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free. You stand for the Te Deum.
Thank you.
humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you help your servant, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. O Lord, save your people and bless your heritage. Govern them and lift them up by day. We magnify you, and we worship your name forever and ever. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. O Lord, let your mercy be upon us, as our trust is in you. O Lord, in you I have trusted. Let me never be confounded.
Let us pray.
O clap your hands, O ye people, and shout for joy unto God with the voice of triumph. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Countenance and give you peace.